I would not trade anything that I have experienced since graduating college and having such a different vision for what I thought my life would look like. If you had told me, even before that, if you told me back when I was 18 that I'd be sitting here recording this podcast, I would not believe you. If you told me when I was 20 that I would be working in the fitness industry full time, I would not believe you. The visions I had for my life looked like being a broadcaster, looked like working in finance, looked like maybe just doing something with fitness as sort of a side hustle, or like that side gig. And I am so proud of the risks that I've taken and will continue to take because I love the life that I am continuing to build.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
What's going on, Fix listeners? Welcome back to our latest episode of The Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and it's me, myself, and I for today's conversation. Been a minute since I came to you guys with a little bit of a solo episode. And if you haven't seen on my Instagram, I'm in a bit of a reflective type of mode right now. I'm less than a month away from a milestone birthday, the big 3-0. And I have been thinking a lot about what I've learned throughout my 20s, what I learned even in just like the last 6 months with some of the work that I've shared back in January on working with a transformational coach and focusing on my own self-development, my relationship with myself, how I show up both personally and professionally on this podcast, in relationships, in all areas of my life. And I started thinking about different ways that I could highlight so much of the information that I've also learned from recording this podcast, whether that is from the trials and tribulations of episode that maybe didn't go the way I wanted them to. I was reminiscing with a client the other day about a time when I just first started the podcast. I was like maybe 4 episodes in, had spilled coffee all over my computer and lost 5 episodes that I recorded and had to reschedule them with a few guests. So fun times. But all of those things are lessons and memories that I now have that have taught me something and are a part of my story. And obviously that's just a very small example, but in thinking about all these things and thinking about how much content I've produced over the last 3+ years of having this show, and really the last 4 years of diving into online coaching, building an online brand, I have been very lucky to meet so many different people and connect with people that if I didn't have a show like this, or if I didn't have the platform that I had online, I might not have had the opportunity to do so. And I'm very grateful for that. And going back through content isn't something that I do often. And I realized there's no better time to do that than a moment where I am thinking about how did the decisions that I made, the steps that I took, the things that I didn't anticipate happening either, influence the person that I am right now today as I head into my 30th year. So for those of you who do follow me along on social media, I announced this last week. And I figured it'd be kind of cool to bring some of these things together in a podcast episode. I'll probably do 2 of these episodes over the course of April, maybe 3, so that I can keep you guys up to speed if you're somebody who only follows along on the podcast. And I appreciate you for being here, which, by the way, if you are new to the podcast, welcome. Very excited to have you. So with that, I decided it would be cool to spend 30 days thinking up 30 lessons that I have learned over the course of my 20s that, like I said, are shaping the person I am today and are things I'd like to carry into my 30th year and beyond. I started this off last Friday, if you're listening to this episode, the day that it goes live, actually Saturday, and I got really great feedback on my Instagram stories. And I'm going to go through some of those lessons because I also realized, even if you're not an Instagram follower, 60 to 90 seconds that I have to talk on my Instagram stories isn't really a whole lot to flesh out some of these lessons that I've learned and realizations that I've had or other people have shared with me. So we're going to bring it all together in this podcast episode, and I'm going to walk you through the first few that I've shared over the course of the last week or so And then in about a week or two for our next episode, we will sit down and bring you up to speed on the rest of them. So this is an episode that's basically a list. And if you heard my episode that Paige and I did a couple weeks ago about relationships, we said we love a list. So we're keeping with that theme of having a list. And this one is all about what I've learned over the course of the last, really, I would say 4 years, because those have been the more defining moments of my 20s. And I've learned a lot about myself, again, even in just like the last 4 months. And there are things that I wish I had taken more time to do that I've done consistently and heavily in the last 4 months. If you listen back to some of the episodes I shared back in January, when I talked about the work that I'm doing with that coach I was just referencing a few minutes ago, really, it boils down to this idea of being more in touch with why certain emotions come up for us, how we think about certain things, like the way our brains are just wired in the stories that we're telling ourselves. And unpacking that can be pretty intense, but it's also been very meaningful in the way I, like I said, show up on a day-to-day basis and just how I feel on a day-to-day basis. And I say that from such a place of positivity. There's been some gritty days, some uncomfortable days, some days where I've had to ask myself some hard questions, but I've realized in the work that I was avoiding, there's so much about me that I didn't know. And there's also so much about the way that I interact with other people that I haven't necessarily taken the time to take a step back and think about and understand why I might think the way that I do, why that person might think the way that they do. And from there, build just a different reality for yourself. And I think that's super powerful. So that said, that's the impetus for this entire episode. That's where this is all coming from. That's where the series is coming from. And there was awesome feedback to this on my Instagram stories over the weekend. And I appreciate everybody who gave me that, because honestly, one of the things that I'm going to share is you don't have to worry too much about what other people think, but let's be real. We all have egos and it's very nice to feel the validation. But more importantly, in this scenario, I feel like knowing that a lot of people replied to those stories, engaged with them, liked them, interacted in some way, there is value in sharing this. And if there is one thing that I keep at the center of every piece of content I make, is the pillar and promise that if it impacts one person, it was worth sharing. Even if it wasn't the shot that I wanted it to be, even if it wasn't the wording that I thought would have been perfect for that reel or whatever, or maybe there were a bunch of likes and ums and me saying and a million times over again in this podcast as a filler word, what matters is that the information got out there and taking that messy action, knowing that it has the possibility to influence even just one person, change their day in some way. I hold that as a very high responsibility, but it also is really cool to know that that's something that I'm able to do with the work that I do, with the information that I share on all these different social media platforms. So with that said, here we go. Kicking things off with lesson number one, we're calling this series 30 in 30. And as a little teaser for all of you, I am building this all up. Stay tuned. We got about a week, again, if you're listening to this live, until we have a little announcement for an exciting project we are working on inside of the Fitness Fix. And yes, it is in celebration of my 30th birthday. But it's a way that we are going to be giving back to you with a new opportunity to work with us with a little hint challenge that we'll be running in the course of May. So you will hear about it first here on the podcast and you will get first dibs on being able to sign up for it. So all I'm going to say is make sure you don't miss the next two episodes where I will be spilling out the details for the rest of April so you can be all set and ready to go for the first week of May with everything that that entails. Now that I've made this some long 5 minute plus intro, I really mean it. We are going to get to the list with number one. So this first lesson that I learned, I remember very distinctly the person who said it to me. I remember when she said it to me. I remember what I was going through at the time in my life when it was said to me. But what's really cool about this one is I actually have a totally different meaning for it now as my second half of my 20s have really unfolded and I've developed really different relationships in my life, especially with girlfriends. So number one is a beautiful quote. You haven't met all of the people who are going to love you yet. I just think that's so beautifully said because it has a sentiment of possibility, of opportunity, where at the time when a friend of mine shared this with me, I was in a place of feeling really lost in my life. I didn't know what I wanted out of my career. I did not know that I was on my way to building what is now the Fitness Fix. I felt really confused about where I wanted to live. I basically had this talk track that I made decisions in choosing to walk away from relationships and choosing to quit jobs that I had at the time, that I just like threw this big question mark on top of my entire life and then I didn't know which way to turn first. So a lot of my mentality was rooted in feeling like, I'm so lost, I'm so confused, I'm not going to be able to get out of this. This idea of you haven't met all the people who are going to love you yet is the reverse of that in, again, this abundant mindset, this space of like, wow, you have no idea potentially what is going to come next. And that's actually really amazing. I could not hear that at the time that this was said to me, but I'm so glad that one of my friends shared this with me because in making a lot of those changes to my life and where I lived and moving and everything, I had to say goodbye to a lot of friendships. And when I say I had to say goodbye, part of it was because I had relationships through my former partner that the person was closer with them. So naturally, those relationships were going to remain between the two of them versus me and them. But also just physically moving, it gets harder to stay in touch with certain people. I do believe that if somebody's meant to be in your life, you could have months and months where you don't talk, or, you know, you just don't catch up as regularly as you would like to. And it's like, you're picking back up where you left off. And I think those are the best types of friendships to have. But I also went through an experience and really just seeing how my so-called friends, people that I thought were friends, responded to the personal situation that I was going through, and originally thought that a lot of people that were there for me might have more so wanted to be a part of the misery and kind of see where that was coming from. And that was really hard to come to terms with when you're thinking about relationships that you've literally had since elementary school, middle school. But I've come to accept the fact that that's okay, that there's reasons and seasons for everyone being in your life. And more importantly, you don't even know the type of people and the important people that are going to become a part of your story because of decisions you made that may have been really painful and really uncomfortable. To that end, I have met some of the best and most important people in my life in the last 2 years, maybe three. And I had no idea that I would have these types of relationships coming from, again, a lot of pain, coming from a place in life where I was really uncomfortable. And if it wasn't for being willing to make those tough decisions, if it wasn't for being willing to talk about them too. Some of my closest relationships I've gotten from growing the Fitness Fix, and they actually only exist online. I talk to people in my DMs. Some of you who message me just from listening to the show, you guys have no idea, and I don't say this enough, so I'm just going to say it right now, how appreciative I am of the fact that I've been able to build this community through technology. We talk so much about the negative sides of social media. We talk so much about the misinformation, especially in the nutrition space, but there is so much to be said for the fact that it is a connector too. And I am just truly, truly grateful for that. And like I said earlier, that's why I hold such a high regard and a level of responsibility for knowing that there's an influence of this, whether it influences thousands of people, a couple hundred, or literally only two. So with all that, when I think about this idea of knowing that you haven't met all the people who are going to love you yet, I would not trade anything that I have experienced since graduating college and having such a different vision for what I thought my life would look like. If you had told me even before that, if you told me back when I was 18 that I'd be sitting here recording this podcast, I would not believe you. If you told me when I was 20 that I would be working in the fitness industry full time, I would not believe you. The visions I had for my life looked like being a broadcaster, looked like working in finance, looked like maybe just doing something with fitness as sort of a side hustle or really that side gig. And I am so proud of the risks that I've taken and will continue to take because I love the life that I am continuing to build and make my own reality. And that's really cool. And one of the reasons why I love the life that I'm building is because of the people that are in it. And for as much as it was hard to let go of certain relationships and accept the fact that those relationships didn't have to be forever friendships, if I knew at the time that the new relationships that would be happening right now today were guaranteed because of those decisions I made, it probably would have been a lot easier. But that's just not the way life goes. So love all my friends. You guys know who you are, who have made such a big impact on my life, being able to have meaningful conversations with people. Again, whether you've met them in person or somebody I just talked to online, I never take that for granted because it really is super special. Number two, this one also came from a few of you guys on Instagram, because when I first posted that I was doing this little series and explaining that I would have 30 lessons over the course of the 30 days leading up to my 30th birthday, a few people thought I meant that that day on the 5th or 6th when I first kicked this off was my actual birthday. So I got a few messages saying happy birthday and thank you guys for sending them. But I realized that's such a good reminder to celebrate the small stuff, to celebrate even things that don't feel like wins, even things that you thought might have been negative situations, but just anything. Celebrate, find one thing in your day that you can celebrate. So when I posted this one on my Instagram, I talked about the fact that I was celebrating me restocking on my favorite coffee creamer from, shout out to our friends over at Chobani. If you guys are on my Instagram stories, you also know that I talk about them nonstop and I take my coffee very seriously. Celebrate that. Make that something that you're excited about, that you look forward to, because I look forward to it every day. It's so easy for us to get stuck in the mundane and have these bigger parts of our lives that are taking up a lot of our attention. You're going through some uncomfortable experiences. You are typically wired to look for the things that are lacking. You're typically wired to look for the negative. But what would it look like if you could just find one thing that you could celebrate on a regular basis? And I really appreciate everybody who messaged me and said, hey, you should make your birthday like a 2-month-long celebration, because why the fuck not, right? There's no rules. Go for it. Do it. But it doesn't even have to be some big milestone either. It could just be, hey, it's another random Wednesday. I'm celebrating the fact that I live 2 minutes from the beach and I can walk up there with my dog who happens to love running around on the beach. And that brings me a ton of joy. And I'm so glad that I have the opportunity, that I've created the opportunities to be able to do that for myself. This next one comes from me going back through some of my social media content, in particular, looking at some previous solo episodes that I've done for this podcast over the course of the last year. So I basically stalked myself on Instagram for like an hour and jogged my memory of the different lessons and conversations that I've had with other people that I've then shared online. And this one was such a good reminder for me because it actually wasn't even top of mind until I started scrolling through these posts. So this was said by a friend of mine who's a yoga instructor, and we were having conversation. I actually don't even remember how it came up. We were talking about something with nutrition, and I think we were going through our relationship with food and how you can really change your relationship with food. But we were also talking about the emotional side of food in particular, and how sometimes when people feel like they're struggling on their fitness journey or with their relationship with food, with their nutrition, they tend to like push things off. So I hear this a lot in the coaching space when people say, oh, it's just not the right time for me to start losing weight. It's just not the right time for me to prioritize getting into a fitness routine. Well, if you're a busy person, like 95% of you are that listen to this show, then is there ever really going to be a right time? And more specifically, wouldn't it be more helpful if we came up with a solution that actually fits into your life? So that's the next lesson. Perfectly said by my friend Zenny is resolve right now. Whatever it is that's coming up for you, that's making you feel uncomfortable, that's making you feel like you can't get through other parts of your day that are important to you, that's making you feel distracted, making you not feel good about yourself, do something about it. Resolve it. And if you're struggling to resolve whatever that thing is, that's when you extend your hand and say, hey, I need some help with this. So that's a little slogan that you can take into this next month or the rest of the year. Moving on to number four. This one I feel very strongly about. And I talk about this a lot from the perspective of my own fitness journey with losing a bunch of weight, gaining 40 plus pounds, losing 20 of those pounds, maintaining that, and just going through a lot of different changes to my physique in what felt like a short period of time. And that is accepting the fact that what worked for you when you were 21, 22, early in your 20s, is not necessarily going to be what works for you at 30, 35, 40, 50. But more importantly, that is okay, because the method that you use to get to the end result that you desire, if it doesn't actually fit into your life, it doesn't mean anything. When you're 20 something, early in your 20s especially, and I remember the first time I had a ton of success with tracking my macros, I was 22 and my life was pretty simple. I had a corporate job. It was a 9-to-5, clocking in and clocking out. I had a lot of structure and routine around when I was going to the gym, what I was eating. I was in a place in my life where I was excited by the fact that I was living in a new city, making a bunch of friends. And the hardest part for me inside of my nutrition journey was making the decision to maybe say no to that extra drink or pass on that extra meal out, because I knew that if I made that food at home, I'd just have more control over what I was putting in my body. That was the biggest unlock, the biggest learning that I had the first time I learned how to track macros. Great foundation. I still rely on it a ton today when I'm making decisions about my social calendar and making certain food choices, because I have more of an education around what's actually in my food. But I say that now and I kind of laugh that it was hard to some degree to feel like that it felt hard to lose weight prior to that. Because you fast forward to running your own business, having children, having more responsibilities at work, having a bigger job, having other things happening in your personal life. And it's really easy to laugh at the fact that you're like, oh, I really thought that that was like a really big deal. Or, oh, I really thought that that was really hard. Well, you didn't know what you didn't know. You didn't have the life perspective. So now you have to adjust. But the lesson here is really in being okay with the adjusting. Not only do I see this for myself, I also see this a lot with clients we work with who are 40, 45, going on 50, and we're trying to unpack dieting rules and rules around food that they've developed since age 14, 15, 16. And I want you to know that if you are somebody who is on a fat loss journey, if you are somebody who is trying to change your body, live a healthier life, be here for both a long time and a good time, it's going to take time to unlearn some of those food rules that you have in your head because you've maintained them for over 25 plus years. But if you keep finding yourself on this hamster wheel of losing a little bit of weight, of losing the same 10 pounds over and over again, we don't need to just look at your diet and your food choices. It's so necessary for us to look at whatever else is going on in your life and how that's then influencing the way you react to your food choices. So that's why inside of the Fitness Fix, I know so much about every single one of our clients. I understand what their schedules are like. I understand what they're doing for work. I understand the stress that comes with that. Other things in their personal life that are happening to them that are impacting them. It's so important to have that open relationship and that open line of communication, because it's not as simple as saying to somebody, hey, if you hit 150 grams of protein every single day, I can guarantee you that's going to get the results that you want. I have plenty of clients and plenty of evidence to say that that's not necessarily true. Even in my own life, there are other elements, especially with your mindset, that are necessary to unpack, necessary for us to be able to break down and figure out what some of those stories are that you're telling yourself, figure out what some of those limiting beliefs are that you're telling yourself, because those stories and those emotions attached to them are influencing the decisions that you make. And if making changes to your body is important to you, if you have a goal to change the shape of your physique, well, it does come down to what your habits are. Okay, cool. I can assign you some new habits, but if we don't talk about what's stopping you from doing the things that us, our coaching staff are asking you to do, well, then it doesn't matter what we ask you to do. So removing the judgment around the fact that, hey, when I was 21, I could easily drop 10 pounds. It's like, okay, cool. Who cares? We're not 21 anymore. We're in a different phase of our life. And that's perfectly okay. That's part of life. You've probably had a ton of amazing life experiences since, and we can develop a game plan for you where we adjust your approach to fit exactly who you are right now today, and also learn how to adjust it going forward as other things come up in your life that you might not anticipate are going to happen, and we may need to tweak different things to your approach. Next one, number five. This one came from a podcast episode I did back in September. I think it was right after my brother and sister-in-law's wedding. So about 2 years ago, September of 22. And this is kind of in line with what Paige and I talked about on our episode of if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. But it's just a way to ask yourself a certain question. And when you're forming relationships, when you're forming friendships, when you're deciding if a career path, a specific job, a promotion, a new position is right for you, ask yourself this question. Do I feel like my best self when I am around this person? And as an add to that, know that when you ask yourself that question, there is a lot of self-responsibility in that too. Because it's not someone else's job. It's not a certain environment. It's not specific relationships. It's not those things' responsibility to make you feel good. It is your responsibility to make you feel good. And everything else around you, the relationships, the career path, the experiences, should add to that happiness. They're not responsible for that happiness. You internally are responsible for creating that happiness. And if you don't truly love yourself inside, if you don't explore that relationship with yourself internally and take the time and create the space to be able to do that and have those conversations with yourself, then changing the job, changing the relationship, changing the environment in some way may only take care of 50% of how you feel. And when I listened to the podcast clip that I had posted on my Instagram back when I did that episode, it was kind of funny for me because that's a realization that I've had in the last 6 months. And I've really dove into in doing some of this inner child work and healing type of work. And I was like, oh, Krista, you said this to yourself almost 2 years ago. You forgot about this. What led you to get away from it? And it was because I developed this mindset of being like, I need to move on to the next thing. I have to keep going. I have to keep pushing. I have to create more and more and more. And I just kind of got disconnected from why I was doing those things. So it was a nice little reminder watching that video back of myself to be like, hey, you knew this 2 years ago. You had this information inside of you. And look at you now. Look how good you feel right now today. Look at the habits and routines that you've developed. Look at the way the Fitness Fix is continuing to grow, even as you make time for yourself, even as you take your own responsibility for how you feel, for that happiness, for creating that reality. And everything can truly fall into place when you have that kind of attitude. Number six, second to last one. This one's on boundaries. And this came from a podcast episode that I did with a company called Open, which is a meditation app. And they actually also have a studio out in California, yoga, all that sort of stuff included. And we were talking about this idea of boundaries, but when we went through it, I thought the way it was worded was so beautiful. And it's this idea that there's no need to fill empty space with something. What might it look like for you to have nothing planned, maybe to intentionally plan nothing? And understanding that when you say no to certain things, when you say no to things that, as one of my coaches puts it, are things that kind of cause you to contract versus expand, you're actually saying yes to yourself. And saying yes to yourself is so important because of everything I just said about the fact that the most important relationship you have in your life is the one with you, that you're responsible for creating that happiness. So this is one I wanted to put on this list, because with a lot of the women that we work with, moms especially, we have this societal programming that I hear from all of you, that you have to put everybody else before yourself, that the only way for you to be the best mom possible is to make sure everyone else is taken care of before of you. That causes so much people pleasing, that causes boundaries to go out the window. And you could go on Instagram right now and you could scroll through, and there's so many posts like joking about how moms are running in a million different directions. And it's like, have we just accepted that as being reality? What would it look like if you created a better system for yourself to have those boundaries in place? And I'll give you the answer. It's going to look like you will feel better. It's going to look like you having more energy. And in having those things accomplished by you having boundaries, you will actually show up better in all those situations that you feel it's so necessary for you to be the best mom ever. So it's kind of backwards. And that's something that is one of those hills that I'll die on of messaging. We need to change for the better, because boundaries are a good thing. And if more people had healthy boundaries, we'd all be in better quality relationships, have better, more meaningful connections in our lives. And who doesn't want that? And the last one that I will share before I close out this episode to finish off the list, number 7, kind of tied to the last one too, but I guess you could say all of these flow together. Nobody takes care of you better than you take care of you. While yes, we can strive for relationships in our lives where you know that you can go to those people when you need something, when you are looking for a helping hand. And to even expand for a second on the last point about boundaries, I see the other side of why a lot of moms have the thinking that they do is because they feel like they shouldn't ask for help. They feel like they should have the answers all figured out. Being afraid to lean on other people for help is not going to get you to where you want to go. You can be a strong, independent woman. And I promise you that when you do ask for help, you will be an even stronger, even more independent woman, even more successful woman, because you got a really big team around you to help you make those things happen. And we are, cliche statement, but it's true, stronger together. When you recognize that no one takes care of you better than you take care of you, what I'm really trying to say is that if you are not making the time in your schedule to put nourishing foods in your body and are being reactive with the choices that you're making, are being inconsistent with your workout routine, are not getting good quality sleep because you are trying to pack so many things into your day and check so many things off of your to-do list, but then also binge watch Netflix and scroll and do these other things to numb out. Well, what are you showing other people for how you want to be treated? If that's the way you're taking care of you, how are you possibly going to be surrounded by people who will be able to help you and be able to help you take care of yourself too? And if you feel like you don't know the first place to start with that, this is what I say every week on these podcast episodes. That's what coaching is about. It's creating that container. It's creating that space for us to have conversations about small adjustments that eventually will stack up over time into big lifestyle changes that will help you take better care of yourself. And then as a byproduct, show all the other people around you ways that they can take care of themselves, but also ways that you would like for them to treat you too. So that's all I got. Excited to hear everybody's feedback on this. Excited to be able to use the podcast to expand a little bit more on some of these ideas, like I said at the top of the episode. And once again, stay tuned for our big announcements that's coming in the next week or so about our little May challenge. And I'll reveal the name, how you can sign up, who's going to be a part of it. We're bringing in a few other coaches to support us, because I work with a few different coaches to help my day run smoothly and help me prioritize my goals. So I wanted to create this opportunity to give all of those resources back to you guys. From wherever you're listening from, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll catch you guys next week.